Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged,
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Go on, Callum. Do your thing.
Point Village.
Yeah.
What is it?
I love it.
Oh, listen.
I love it.
It stresses me out.
Shopping centre.
It's not a shopping centre. It's Dunn.
It's Dunn Stores and a cinema.
Yeah, but it wasn't even Dunn Stores in my day. When I worked in FM 104, I
Boo.
Was
around
Boo, that. Jesus, you
oh
name check.
Oh my God, drop that in. And I, when I worked in Dunn, because I was actually at the Three Arena during the night for Sam Fender, and I was trying to find parking so desperately in the area. So I drove up to Point Village and I was like trying to pull in, and he was like, if you don't have a pre-book, you can't get in. And I was like, is this the same hotel as the Gibson Hotel? Car park. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, why is this whole area so confusing? Like,
I hate it. I was there on Sunday to see Wicked. We went to the Odeon because Jess was in town.
So you went to the cinema upstairs?
Yes.
Scary.
But it is, because you go up one floor and then you go like at the back.
Yeah.
And then up another floor, and then it's just creepy. But that, why is there nothing there?
Are you in the main screen in the Odeon?
Yeah.
Because that's fucking massive.
Yeah, it's
as well.
A big one.
And it's like, there's like a balcony in it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I have to remind you that like, it's only recently enough that little mini Dunn's went in there. And that was a great day for people who worked in that area.
And they're expanding it because that Dunn's is becoming a clothing Dunn's as well.
Good.
At the minute, it's only a food Dunn's.
And again, like I'm excited for the development of it. But honestly, when I was working in that area, that mini Dunn's was quiet. As in the only customer in there would be you.
It was quiet. And it made me laugh because it was just like, you know, in like stores, they have like, on the fourth floor, there's this. And
yeah.
The second in that Dunn's, there's a sign of first floor and basement. Basement in what it was advertising, ATM, bottle return point.
Yeah.
That was it.
I don't understand why it's not more popular though, because there's loads of people.
There's loads of people
over there. Like you have the Sheriff Street. And you have, like, you've East Wall.
There's loads of new apartments being built around that area as well. So, like, maybe it'll come up.
There's loads. There's thousands of builders in around that
there's
area.
There's offices.
Yeah.
It's like, just ridiculous.
It's like the place that, like, there should be millions of people, but there just isn't.
It's giving a 2010 financial crash.
Yeah.
It is.
But, that's 14 years ago.
But, like, you've a Centra two doors down that's thriving. Like, would be packed. I just don't know what it is.
Why is the cinema so far upstairs as well?
Yeah, it's
it feels just like you're going so far to away. Heaven. It does die. Going up those escalators.
Do you know that escalator to nowhere? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
it reminds
so
me of that
weird
moment, you know, in Greece where all the escalators are. Is it, and there's some kind of a heavenly thing. No one with me.
Oh, is that as in Freddie my love or not the beauty school dropout?
Yes, that's what it gives me.
Very good reference.
Sorry, did you just do a musical reference?
I did.
Right, put their microphones down now. We need to talk.
I just wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, welcome to Wednesday.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, welcome on in.
Another cold one out there. It's surprisingly like 4 degrees, but feels free.
It does feel cold.
A little bit milder today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was saying a couple of years ago on the show, and we started off that it was kind of a mosh at the time because my parents were selling the family home that I grew up in, and which was absolutely fine. They were downsizing and all the rest. And I'll allow it. It was a little bit like, oh God, that's going to be hard. But actually, it was
the one from Ballyduffupper.
Ballyduffupper, exactly. And only a few weeks ago, when I went back to Ballyduffupper to help judge that lip sync battle, I passed it for the first time, and it was so funny. Like being such a little nosy Parker going, I wonder what they've done to it now on the inside and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, my wishes came true.
No.
What?
They've put it back up for sale.
No way.
So you get to go have a look.
Well, I got to have a look on daft.ie.
What is with this house that people just
they
love selling
your
it?
Gap.
I know, they mustn't have liked it very much, but it's so interesting to see it because like they've changed around so much that honestly, even individual bedrooms, they've ripped out. They did a great job, I must say.
Did they?
It's kind of like mum and dad, like you were kind of silly not to have done that. Like built-in wardrobes and stuff, so it was hard to get your head around whose room was that
kind of
a thing. And even it was all like completely open plan. And
who do they think they are
kitchen.
Coming into your house and
messing
changing
it around
things.
And then getting rid of it 2 years dare.
And then getting rid of it.
Just 2 years.
2 years.
That would do my head in.
It's giving a, whatever they call that, flipper.
Flip.
Yeah.
What's that now?
It's like, when you buy a house, do it up and then sell it for more.
Yeah, notice that.
Don't like that now.
Don't like that now.
Don't like that. Lovely family home up in Ballyduffupper.
Ballyduffupper.
Spins fully charged with now. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Man, you know the way you look at Trinity College and you're like, that's just the pinnacle. That's like the place to go.
Yeah. Imagine how proud your folks are.
Oh, God, proud
they
as
They know what
punch.
They're at. Everything goes smoothly.
Everything. So my little sister is in Trinity, right? She's going into her, well, she's in her third year, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And so she sent in photos the other day into the family group chat. She was just like, just me and my friends at the tree lighting ceremony. But the tree didn't light. And I was like, what? Because she sent in photos of her standing beside a Christmas tree. And I was like, gosh, with all her friends. That was lit up.
Oh, it was lit up.
But it was a small one. And I was just like, it looks pretty lit to me. And she was like, this tree was not the tree lighting ceremony. This is a tiny tree. She was like, the real one in the square of Trinity, right?
Mm. Which I imagine is Hogwarts-esque big.
Have you not been still?
The Trinity?
Yeah.
No, I mean the tree.
Oh, right, okay.
I imagine Trinity now is a very magical place.
But yeah, it's massive. Yeah, it's really, really, really nice. And so they had a tree lighting ceremony the day that didn't really go incredibly well. They went to light the tree and absolutely nothing happened. And this made people laugh so much that it's broken news on Sky News and ABC News
no
in America.
No way!
Seriously?
I don't know what's going on, but like it must have been a real
slow
news day.
That's funny.
So it starts off kind of awkward. It starts off like they're all kind of excited and then it gets a bit awkward. Have a listen.
Starting at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In Trinity.
Oh, the laugh.
You can just kind of hear... And I was like, oh, God.
Bet you they didn't have that problem in TIT or anywhere else.
What's TIT?
Any of the ITs?
What's TIT? Talent IT?
I think they don't like that name.
I definitely don't think they like that name.
TUD.
TUD.
TUD. No, TIT is Talent IT, but it's actually IT Talent.
Yeah, they changed it around because of the TIT thing.
That's funny. But so, yeah, it didn't light. And so... rather than wait to see if the lights were connected or their plugs was plugged in, they decided to just start counting down immediately again.
Oh, that was silly.
Like immediately after. And what happened? Have a listen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, God. It just brought me back, right? I emceed a gig before where it was like a proper gig that had like a band and DJ and things like that. And the people who were organising the gig asked me to like basically stop the gig to do this raffle for like 10 minutes.
Mm.
And the raffle kept going on and on and on because no one had the right ticket.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, but they just want to get back to the music. No one cares.
I know.
No one
I just want to give away these prizes.
But I just felt so awkward for your one because I was just like, I know what it's like to be up there with the microphone and be like, this isn't my fault. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And like, I felt so bad
and
for
And she's there having to like vamp and she's probably just some professor of
exactly.
something.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. But the thing I was then thinking, I was just like, when everyone is up there filming the tree lighting ceremony, do you really care? That's funny. Like, yeah, that's very funny.
You, what you came for.
It doesn't deserve international news.
No,
it's so
but,
funny that it made that.
I would continue to count down for the rest of the night.
So it never came on?
Not on the tree lighting ceremony. I'd imagine it's probably up now. It's been a couple of days. It had to make its way over to America, you see.
That's hilarious.
The news.
America.
But yeah, no, I'd imagine now it looks all Hogwarts-y.
I'd say all the other universities are smug.
Smug.
That's what I was thinking.
I bet you they don't
Trinity
have
can't get it wrong.
Tree lighting ceremony.
No, just the tree is up now, lads. Get on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, in Dundalk Institute of Technology, you'd be looking to get a tree.
You would.
Or a set of lights.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I want to talk about Kendrick Lamar. Sorry, Emma.
Stop doing this. It's very weird.
The next Beyonce story is mine.
Yeah. It's all
sorry
yours,
now.
Girl. He's absolutely everywhere at the moment. He dropped his surprise album, GNX, just under 2 weeks ago. You've been loving it, Emma. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever listened to it, Ashley?
Not yet.
No, so what gives you the right to talk about my man?
It's a Kendrick adjacent story I'm talking about here. Anyway, he's like the top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100. Two songs are in the top five in Ireland.
Yeah,
he's
Emma
fine.
Told us that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, old news.
Anyway, she didn't tell us this yesterday because it wasn't announced. Yesterday, he announced a massive North American tour, and immediately the title made me giggle because it's called the Grand National Tour.
Oh, interesting.
And obviously, poor El Kendrick wouldn't know probably about the Grand National being a UK horse racing festival. but our Emma, being our resident horse girl.
I think it's also an Irish one as well.
And, oh, is there?
Yeah.
And loving Kendrick Lamar. This is just Christmas Day.
Oh, listen, I know.
A Kendrick tour named after a horse racing. It's hilarious.
It's very for Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other interesting thing about this tour is that it's not just Kendrick's tour, it's also SZA's tour. It's a team up between the two of them. They've collabed together in the past and they've a song together on Kendrick's new album.
Two songs on the new album.
Sorry.
Is that right, Emma?
It's correct.
Right.
I'll just add that to my notes. and they're going on tour together on this big whopper tour across North America. And I love this idea of artists like teaming up together, like two big artists. This is like a stadium tour, so maybe they felt like individually they wouldn't have sold out stadiums. I would think that Kendrick would in America sell out stadiums.
In America, definitely.
But he did. Yeah. He's doing Super Bowl, isn't he? Yeah. Like, that's big enough to sell out stadiums.
She did Malahide Castle last year, didn't she? She did.
I don't know that. I don't think that was sold out, though. I think she'd probably sell a stadium on her own.
I don't think the vacancy for Ballard Castle is very big.
It's not that big, yeah.
I don't think so.
So they're going at it together anyway. Be absolutely class gig. And I love this idea of the double tour. I remember going to see Jay-Z and Kanye West together in like 2012.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's
watched
cool.
The Throne tour. Except that album together and it was so good. So I've come up with other celeb duos or artist duos that should go on tour together and what their tour would be called.
Oh, yes, please.
This one would be just almost too much for the ears to handle with the unbelievableness of it. Rain on Me, obviously, big song 2020. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga. Come together, girls.
That's ridiculous.
Wouldn't that
be insane? Imagine ticket prices for that thing.
I know. The tour would be called Small But Mighty Singers because they're only 5'1", the two of them. They're
very good.
Very
yeah, I like it.
Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have collabed together 3 times. I think their tour should be called Debt, which stands for Don't Even Bother Trying.
Yeah.
Also refers to what you'll go into if you do manage
absolutely.
To get to it.
I'd imagine, though, like Taylor Swift is always popping up on Ed Sheeran's gigs and Ed Sheeran's always popping up on hers gig. You go to one of their gigs, one of them will show up.
You're fine. Because the world needs more WAP, I say there has to be a Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B tour.
Oh, good lord.
I know.
Wow.
You'd be deceased.
Oh,
and,
I don't know if I'd ever recover from that.
The tour would be called Don't Worry, Be Wappy. And then Ella Henderson could just go on tour with honestly anyone.
Absolutely anyone.
Who hasn't she collaborated with that guy?
Honestly.
Okay, totally.
Yeah, she can sell out the Tree Arena for the rest of the year.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, David, Aisling with you. Just gone 20-8. Sad news this morning, if you've been a fan like I have been of what I considered the hottest couple around. Looks like Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan are finito for good this
time. Again?
Yeah, and I know last time there was a lot of rumours about this, wasn't there? And you guys had been aware of it, but I actually hadn't been. But it's being so widely reported on now that you can't miss the headlines this morning.
I said this the other day, that she's always posting and she never posts about him. And she's the only person he follows on Instagram, and whenever he posts, it's about her usually.
Not necessarily. He's always, I've noticed lately, doing some bloody, like on motorbikes. And
remember he had that picture of him outside wheels.
Yeah, and like recently he was boxing with, like playing around with Chris Hemsworth's son.
Well, he definitely posts about her a lot more than she posts about him.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. But I suppose she might have had reason for that, because if the rumours are to be believed, which of course they absolutely might not be anyway legitimate.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about them anyway.
Yeah, what they're saying online is, I don't know, he's been linked to some TikTok influencer and spotted a lot together, and she may or may not have even flown over to him in the UK in the sunny days before she was due to wrap up the tour in America. Bloody, bloody, blah. So it looks like there might be something more to it, but I just don't know.
Well, I thought the interesting thing was that he said, or she said, one of them said that they weren't putting labels on it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, they've been very like cautious about calling it anything, haven't they?
They have.
But it's interesting as well, because who knows how, I suppose, like, they have a hard launch in the sense of the Please 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 music video was very much, look, they're clearly together.
The hardest of launches. Yeah.
But also, was he just an actor in a music video?
Maybe, and she was just linked to him. Yeah. Like, for example, Maura Higgins was only talking on Love Island the other day saying, what's your man from Strictly she's been linked to?
I
actually don't know.
Anyway, she's rumoured to be one of the dancers on Strictly for a while as like boyfriend girlfriend situation, and she was chatting about it and just saying, like, sure, as soon as you go on a date with someone, according to the press, you're going out with them.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't know what the arrangement has been between Barry and Sabrina if it's been much more like, literally, let's be honest,
but
here,
that's why I'm
you're
like,
on tour, I'm really busy, I fancy the backside off you, you fancy the backside off me, let's just keep it chill. You just wouldn't know.
But I don't understand why they don't explain it to us.
just tell us. It would be very them to like literally post a selfie tomorrow and just be like, lol.
Yeah, totally.
And just I think they like just everybody being like, what's going on?
In the depths of Reddit this morning, again, not legitimate, allegedly, that she might keep her mouth shut on this whole situation until at least January, because apparently another single that focuses on him is due out very soon.
Oh, God.
So we'll have to wait and see. We don't know.
It's never going
to happen. I just wanted her in Dublin for Christmas, man. I really did. I wanted to have a few spuds with Barry and a bit of turkey in Dublin, but listen.
Get the 46, hey. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. It's a game we haven't played in a while.
Not with you here in the flesh.
No, and I'm looking forward to playing it. Who's on to play?
It's Kellyanne. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I'm delighted for the phone call.
Happy days. Aisling has a song for you.
Yeah, it goes like this. Kellyanne, she's the greatest Kellyanne. Do you know what that song is?
It's actually no idea, but I hear it every morning.
It's Pepper Ann. Do you not remember Pepper Ann?
Pepper Ann?
Pepper Ann, she's the greatest Pepper Ann. The cartoon?
No.
Pepper Ann?
I don't know.
Hang on.
You're too young for us now. I don't know. I can't.
Pepper Ann.
I'm Googling now. Pepper. I do know Pepper Ann.
She lovely red hair.
Yeah, she was cool now, in fairness.
She was cool in a purple top. Yeah. Anyway.
I'll Google it after.
You have a long drive ahead of you, do you, Kellyanne?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I leave at 7 in the morning and I get to work about 8:30. So
where are you going?
I'm listening to you in the morning. Going up to Ryanair, so I'm doing a graduate program there at the moment.
Good for you. Brilliant.
And where are you travelling from? An hour and a half.
If I'm Dunleary, sometimes I just get caught in the traffic.
Well, listen, we'd love to win you 5 IMC Cinema passes on the show this morning, Kelly.
Yeah, that's it. There's IMC Cinema in Dunleary, so you're in good location, perfect location for this. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before, Kellyanne?
I have, yes. I'm not very good at it, but I said I'll give it a go.
Amazing. All right, let's see how you do. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. You will hear my question and you got to answer on the 3rd beep. Simple as that, Kellyanne. Are you ready to play?
Yep, let's go.
All right, here we go. Round number 1. We're starting off easy. Name any American state.
Oh, New York?
New York is a state. New York is a state. And I have written down Texas.
Oh, cool. My geography's not that great.
Let's go to round 2. What do you think?
Give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go.
Give it a go. All right, here we go, Kellyanne. Name any app on your phone.
TikTok?
TikTok is an app on the phone.
It's an app that Dave loves, which concerns me.
And I have written down calculator.
Beautiful. Kellyanne, it's been working for you so far, going for the obvious, but you might need to start going a little bit out of the box. Would you like to play on for 3 IMC Cinema passes, but risk losing your 2?
Yes, let's go.
Good shout, Kellyanne. I believe in you. Here we go with round 3. Name a room in the house.
Your bathroom.
Bathroom. Quite an obvious choice, I would say.
Straight down the middle.
And I've written down kitchen.
Yes!
Go on.
Go on is right. All right, Kellyanne, are you going to play for four or go home with three?
You know what? Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's do it is right. Okay, here we go with round four. This is where we really separate the men from the boys. Name a winter item of clothing.
A scarf.
The tactic has worked so far for Kelly.
Yeah.
Is this where she goes out?
Oh, no. Don't do it, Dave. No.
I have written down gloves.
Kellyanne.
We're into the grand finale, the grand final, should I say.
We are rooting for you hardcore here. We want you to go home with something. Are you going to risk it all and play for five or take your four and run?
I think I might take my four and run.
I honestly think that's a good shout, Kellyanne.
So do I.
So is that your final answer? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, fabulous. Kellyanne, congratulations. You have won four IMC Cinema passes. Let us ask you the fifth question to see if you would have got yourself five. Okay. I think this is an incredibly hard question, but there's no pressure anymore. You're going home with four IMC Cinema passes. Question five would have been, name any phone network.
Oh. Air?
Air.
Air.
Tesco Mobile, not the one.
And you would have gone home with five IMC Cinema passes because
no,
I wrote down.
Delighted.
I wrote down three.
So nice very
one.
Good.
Very good, Kellyanne. And you said at the start of this you weren't a good player. You absolutely stormed it.
Can I ask you a question, Kellyanne? Are you training to be cabin crew?
No, I'm actually doing their kind of their graduate program with their retail team. I'm loving it so far.
But good for you.
Yeah, I'm just a part of the Shop in the Sky.
Amazing. Brilliant. I love it, Kellyanne.
Shop in the Sky. Next time I buy a panini or ciabatta, I'll think of you.
Thank you very much.
Just make sure that they're back around. I haven't seen them in a while. Just the Reiner chips.
The Reiner chips. Yeah. Emma's mad for these chips.
Yeah, the microwave chips. Yum.
Emma's probably the young one. Oh, will you make a veggie panini there? Get rid of the ham.
It's noted.
Cheers, Kellyanne.
Congrats, Kellyanne. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And another thing, Kellyanne.
Will you stop requesting things off the caller?
Please
let them live their life.
Just been going on a deep dive of the old cartoon Pepper Ann because we had Kellyanne on there to play Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down.
Woo!
And I can't believe, Emma, that you don't know Pepper Ann.
Neither does Callum. We're the oldest people in the room. That's probably why.
I want to give the Pepper Ann theme tune a lash because it's such a banger. Have a listen.
Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann, watching it all parade. Pepper Ann, she's like one in a million. Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann, must have cool for seventh grade. No, it's cooler than Pepper Ann.
So it is American. She said seventh grade.
American, yeah. But I feel like it must have been on like the Den or something because I used to love it and I remember in school, me and my friends used to sing it when we go into school.
The RT programming must have moved on for your time. Yes. I don't think it was around for mine.
Yeah. It's a rock banger though. That's my kind of rock
and
music.
And Pepper Ann is real into the environment. That's where Ash gets it.
Here we go.
Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah. What's the crack? Wednesday's rolled around again.
Would anyone like to kick off their day with a little bit of toilet humour?
Oh, no.
No? Yeah. Emma?
Not really.
No? Callum?
Why not?
Callum said, he's a producer, he's in charge. this was just a really funny thing that my friend told me. I was over in London and met my friend and her girlfriend. And her girlfriend was texting her dad one day. And he was like, can I give you a ring? And she's like, sorry, I'm at my stool making workshop.
Okay.
And later on, she was talking to her mam. And her mom goes, Lauren, that text you sent dad was absolutely disgusting. What the hell has gotten into you? You're absolutely vile. I was like, what are you on about? He said you were at a stool making workshop. That's filthy. Why are you telling him you're on the loo? She was like,
no.
Mom, I was literally at a stool making workshop. She was like, you're the minger.
That is so funny.
I'm like, I am using that.
That's
next
gas.
Time I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm off to my stool making workshop.
Please never ever say that.
At the time, we were like having like spicy food. And I was like,
oh my God.
Sure, this is a stool making workshop here, isn't it?
Oh, I hate this.
It's such such a funny concept.
It's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Oh, I was going to say something, but I don't know.
I'll go for it.
If you're having your breakfast, I apologise. But it's like the phrase of dropping the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's such an awful one,
it's
isn't
awful.
It?
It's awful.
I've never heard of that. That's terrible. That's,
there's loads of different ones.
Is so much better.
There's loads of different ones. Like, you'd have, say if a girl was on her period.
Oh, Christ, lads. What is happening here?
The painter's in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know when, kids, change their name of their ma in their phone? And it's like birth giver. That's what It's giving that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like that.
No, the most perfect thing in the world just happened to that girl over the weekend. That is the most perfect situation
so
ever.
Funny.
Imagine her dad sitting at home going, what's after getting into her, lads?
What am I after raising?
They've changed her over there.
Yesterday, I don't know if you remember, we were talking about giving hints for presents that you really wanted. And I was talking about an ex-girlfriend who got me an iPad for Christmas.
Because you hinted so hard.
And I hinted it by saying, I just wanted a big phone screen. but you asked me then, oh God, that's a good present. What did you get her? And I said this. There, she got me an iPad.
No, she did.
Yeah, she picked up on the hints.
You better have got her something good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I got her a dress or something.
Shut up. So annoying.
So I've come to a realisation that it's actually incredibly easy to annoy the two of you.
Yeah, it is.
And as the only guy on the show, I thought, what might be fun is I'm going to see how far I can take it.
Why would you do that?
Just for the crack. Plus, we have our boss, Nick. I think he'd love this.
Do you think he would, yeah?
He loves a big, he loves a good lad joke.
Will I start?
Yeah. So what, you're going to be sexist for a few minutes?
I'm going to be sexist for a few minutes.
Cool. We love sexist jokes, don't we, Ash?
That's what I found.
Puts a smile on our faces.
They really annoy you. Because we learned last week that women got the right to vote in 1918. And ever since, they've been very confident. Very bloody confident. So you listening, right? You let me explain. If you don't know, I've been doing this show for 2 years with the two best little girls, Emma and Aisling. Huh. And the thing about these two babes, they're not just pretty, but they could be quite clever too.
Jesus. You're going to ruin my vocal cords.
Now, they've no kids or husband yet. But
shut up.
But they're working on it. I'm sure. So for now, they're working in a professional environment to the best of their ability, and I think they're doing a great job.
Oh. My heart is like...
Sometimes one of them even drives herself to work.
Terribly.
I don't know why the other...
Sorry, now I'm joining in. What the hell? Oh, I hate myself.
I don't know why the other one doesn't drive. She probably lost the car or something. You know yourself.
Wrote off.
And in the past, when they've been having one of their, moments, I've tried to ask why they were feeling down. I asked things like, did you not get a text back? Or, did you break a nail? Or
Did the
shop not have a dress in your size? They didn't seem to like that. They're very easily annoyed. It must be their time of the month. What do we think?
Hope you enjoyed yourself there, Dave.
Have I just cancelled myself?
Well, that's crying.
That will be clipped up and sent to the Broadcasting Authority
of Ireland. Yeah.
What was the pinnacle? What was the peak?
No, I think it was the dress.
I think it was the best little girls.
The two best little girls.
Best little girls. And actually babes. That really got me as well.
They can actually be clever sometimes. That got me.
Oh, that was so fun.
I'll never bring that back, but I'm glad you had it.
It's out of the system. Yeah, something very exciting coming up on our show, though, next Friday. That is Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Risky. We talked on Monday. Well, that too. That we are putting on the One Take Panto for the third year running. This is where three of us put on a panto live on the radio with loads of your input, loads of your voices, and we need you to be a big part of this. That's why we're asking for your help over the next week or so.
And we have absolutely no say in this at all, because the bosses loved it the first year, so we've continuously done it.
That's what happens when you have a hit.
Yeah.
Folks. So the way this works is we started off on Monday by asking you for our opening line of the panto for 2024, and it sounds like this.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be Not exactly who she thought she was.
Interestingly worded.
Yes. So that came in from Jago. So essentially what we're looking for today is some more pieces of the story, okay? And what we want you to suggest to us today over on WhatsApp 087 711 1038, your texts or voice notes would be most welcome here, is if in this panto, Emma's granny discovers she wasn't who she thought she was, who is she?
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. So what we need you to do is tell us, who is Emma's granny? Who does she kind of figure out she is?
Arguably the most crucial part of the story is figuring out this element of it so we can get cracking
on this.
Yeah,
because the whole storyline depends on it.
Absolutely.
That's the start of it.
And if you're sort of like confused, think of literally the nativity where like the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and is like, oh, so you're actually the mother of God and you're going to have a baby. It's that vibe where like something appears to Emma's granny.
Did Ash just go really religious?
This is the sort of idea of how it will come to be in the story. So, for example, does she find out she's really the Queen of Finglas?
Yes.
She the heir to the Jervis Shopping Centre?
Mm-hmm.
You can go absolutely wild with this.
Does my granny realise at 90 years of age that she is the main trainer during the year of Rudolph and the crew?
And she has to step up.
And she forgets every year.
Yeah, but she has to really put a lot of work in to make sure that the reindeers are ready to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
is the big job or the big thing that she has
going
on?
I'm thinking Princess Diaries vibes. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of thinking like she wasn't who she thought she was until someone comes, maybe like an old actress comes and says, hey, by the way, you're actually the Queen of Geneva.
Genovia.
Yes.
That's exactly it. But like, go absolutely rogue with this. Be as creative as you can. And it's within your interest too, because the one that we choose will get a nice prize as well.
Yeah, we have tickets giveaway to Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory. It's this year's Red Cow Panto running between the 18th and the 30th of December. So if you use your suggestion, we'll give you a family pass for the Red Cow Panto. Like, she could literally be... she didn't realise that her calling in life was actually to be a Dublin bus driver.
Exactly.
Anything.
She could be a lotto winner who hasn't put in her ticket yet.
There you go.
Literally anything. And if you think it's too wacky, don't worry about it. We'll make it make sense somehow. So 087 711 1038. We really need your help. Please be creative on this. Who is Emma's granny really in this panto?
Mm-hmm. If you just tuned in, who is Emma's granny?
Are you Emma's granny?
087 711 1038. Your text, your voice notes, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been chatting about the one take panto. It has taken place on this show next Friday the 13th. It'll be our third one take panto, a great success, where we come on and we do a live panto, and it's completely written and created by us with your help, loads of your help, and we're looking to fill in the next piece of the puzzle today on the show.
So Jago gave us our first line.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly she thought she was.
It's the pauses for me.
Excellently delivered.
Excellently delivered.
So that will open the panto, but we need to figure out who does Emma's granny discover that she is, okay? And this
can
be absolutely everything. So who is Emma's granny? That's what we need from you this morning. 087 711 1038.
Paddy was on.
Emma's granny is Mrs. Claus.
There's a good one.
That's a lovely one.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
You can write that in, no bothers.
But why wouldn't she know that?
So far, but that's another question, isn't
it? That's where the magic of...
Or maybe she just meets Santa and she marries him like...
Maybe she fancies the backside of him.
Falls in love in the next week.
She becomes... Maybe she fucking ditches out the other Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
when we ask who is Emma's granny, she's a homewrecker.
Lorraine was on too.
Emma's grandmother is actually the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Oh, the fairy godmother. We're getting mystical.
Yeah.
Okay, but feel free to go... not so kind of whimsical on this. She could literally be the heir to the Molly Malone statue or something wild. So get in on this. Who is Emma's grandmother really? We'll pick a winner and they'll get some free tickets to the Red Cow Panto as well. 087 711 1038.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly who she thought she was.
Yeah, very mysterious. Yeah, very mysterious. And that's all we have so far. So we're looking for the next piece of the puzzle today on the show. And we're asking you, who does Emma's granny figure out she is?
Mm.
Okay, we've had some great suggestions so far. And I'm enjoying the creativity.
Maeve was on.
Emma's granny was actually a stunt double for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't she know that, though?
I feel like that might be something she knows.
She might remember that.
This is not the whole thing, though, that they just don't know. She just doesn't know.
But
and
no.
Then she learns it. She's like, oh, damn, I better get back on that.
No, so the whole thing is she finds out she's something that she didn't know she was. Like she's the heir to something, or like she's actually magic, or now, you know what I mean?
Maybe as the stunt double, she's hit her head a number
of times.
I'd
imagine she has.
And forgotten that she's
a it's not something she forgets, you know what I mean?
Right, I get you. Emma, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. Come here, what's your view on this? What do you think? If my granny isn't who she thinks she is, who is she?
I think that your granny is the heir to all of Mattress Smith's stories.
we're gonna bring that back.
We are going nowhere near that, Emma. Nowhere bloody near it.
The heir to the Mattress Mick empire. I like it. That's, I have
yeah,
to say.
I must spend the rest of her life just bouncing on mattresses, having a bit of crack or something. That's class.
It's ideal.
It is. It is. Thanks you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Nikita's standing by. Ari sends in a voice note as well with a suggestion.
Emma's granny is super grand. Who saves Christmas.
Ah, I like it.
That's cute.
The delivery on some of these is excellent.
Yeah, really well done.
Yeah, it's like
well
an audition.
Well done. Suzanne as well was on.
One day Emma's granny gets a pink envelope in the post box and she knows immediately where it's from. It's actually from Girlyland, not similar to Barbieland. And there's a big problem in Girlyland at the moment and she's the only person who can fix it.
That's great.
That's
fantastic. Bringing in the girly quiz.
And I love as well the girly land as well. It's like she has this feeling that I know exactly where that envelope's from, but I'm not exactly sure why.
And we've already figured out how she gets to find out. That's excellent.
Unreal.
I really like that one, yeah.
Christian, how are you?
All good.
Okay, so if my granny isn't who she thinks she is, then who do you think she should be?
Dracula, like this and descendant.
A descendant of Count Dracula.
Wow.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Listen.
It has nothing to do with Christmas and I love it.
But also there is a link between Dracula and Dublin because of Bram Stoker, so.
There you go.
There's that.
Christian, thank you.
Thanks, Christian.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, any more for us? Who does Emma's granny figure out she is in the panto? 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes in, and honestly, the wackier the better. We need to get cracking on this because it'll be on air on Friday.
Oh, no, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will. We're ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. I have come to a conclusion. I think I'm going to delete my Twitter account.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to restart a new one.
Oh. Because, so you're not going to Blue Sky?
No, because I love Twitter. I love our X or whatever it is. I just, it's my favourite thing. But you said something to me yesterday, or you said something on the show yesterday that I was like, oh my God, I did the exact same thing. For some reason, back in the day, every single thought I had, I presumed the world wanted to see. And so I used to write it down on Twitter and post it.
Yeah.
It could be anything. And I have 18,000 tweets of absolute shite. And I just don't need to see them.
It's kind of like a diary entry publicly. And it's like, you're younger and a bit more immature, not you personally, but all of us, when you tweet random things, you're like, that's just embarrassing. That's there. Mm. I used to, when I was in college, I did a 6-month internship on a local radio station's current affairs show, and every second of the show I tweeted out.
Really?
Coming up, Councillor XYZ said this.
On your personal?
On my personal Twitter account.
Yeah.
I was obsessed. I'd say for every show that I was like literally shadow producing, I probably tweeted 25 times.
Isn't that so funny? But I was also thinking about doing the same for Facebook because like I have just like, but the only thing is I have so many like
photos
and stuff.
That's the only thing that's holding me down with Facebook is the account is pretty much just lying there.
But also it's like, when was the last time I had looked at the photos? Does it matter?
Sometimes I'm like, what if I ever need to contact, you know, that girl who left school in second year, moved to a new school, but I want to ask her something.
But Facebook's
the only way.
Not if you want to contact her, but what if you want to see what's going on in her life?
Yeah.
Because I'm like that. I'd be like, oh, I want to see what that dude...
It's not that you post on Facebook though, is it? No one's going to know anything about your life probably,
by looking at it unless you're posting.
No, that's true. But the people I have on Facebook, they do post. Yeah.
Some people, yeah.
I haven't had the app up for Facebook in honestly about 18 months.
Oh, don't delete your tweets, Dave. They're fun for us to go back on and slag you.
Oh, well, in that case.
I'll keep it for you, girls.
Oh, guys, I miss the election count.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I was away over the weekend, but still I found myself in the middle of a night out being like, how many seats have they got now? I just enjoyed the little tally going up. I like when they pick everybody up.
You should have went to Cork there to do a full recount.
Yeah, I did. Love that drama.
Hugh's getting into pubs and other voices were consumed with people going, how are they getting on there now?
Really?
Yeah, it actually was a bit of a talking point.
It is a bit of crack. Obviously, the count was completed on Monday night. Still don't know who the government are, but...
We have a fair idea.
We have a bit of an idea.
Surprise, surprise. You'll never guess who.
But Twitter was good crack over the weekend as well, with people posting things from the count centres and all the rest. I don't know if you saw that fella who kind of went semi-viral for wearing kind of fun t-shirts.
Yes.
He had one t-shirt on the first day that said something like, I'm the best boy.
Maybe I like the misery.
And the next day he had, maybe I like the misery.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Just such a perfect sentiment. And I came across such a good tweet from Carl Kinsella, who's very funny on Twitter.
I like him.
And he said this: if I was working at the count and in the background of an RTE broadcast, I would be really exaggeratedly trying to count on my fingers and intermittently burying my head in my hands before starting again. Maybe saying stupid, stupid, stupid while hitting myself.
I like that. I love that.
Oh, there's such an opportunity to be hilarious in the background of a broadcast at a count centre.
Exactly. So I just thought this was so funny. So inspired by Carl, I've come up with some other things that would be funny to do.
Go on.
In a count centre while SA RTE is filming some background shots. So one thing I would do would be that I would like feign being really hot. I would pick up the closest sheaf of papers, which would be a wedge of ballots, start fanning myself with them, and then kind of look confused and not know whether I took them from the counted pile or the not counted pile. I would have like a very prolonged struggle to open a ballot box. So I kind of go through like loads of different keys. Then I'd bring in like a crowbar. Mm. And then at the end, you just see me plugging in a chainsaw in the corner of the RDS. I'd spill a load of water all over the desk and then just like look really distressed. I'd walk by a politician, shake their hand, and then slip them a brown envelope. There'd be nothing in the envelope, but it would just cause a stir.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes they might do those like zoomed in shots of the ballot.
Yeah.
If they were doing a zoomed in shot of the ballot, I'd be there with a pen and I'd be turning the one into a seven and I'd be putting down a different one. Just right. For the banter. Would they use the
shot? You know
shot?
What I'd love to do just in the background of it is just try and start a Mexican wave.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You on your own. Woo!
That would go viral.
I think it would too.
I'd only walk backwards anywhere I was going. I'd only walk backwards. And just see how quickly it would take me to go viral on Twitter.
I'd bring pom-poms, and then if I like was counting away and I was obviously like, you shouldn't be showing personal interest or whatever, I'd be like, shake me pom-poms,
yeah.
A little bit of a dance.
Another thing that'd be funny to do would be like if you're there counting the ballots and then you like RT are like panning and then you kind of spot the camera and then you like hold all the papers to your chest as in like stop looking. I think that would be funny. Just things to note, guys, for 5 years.
I like
time.
The thought of like being up there at the microphone when you're about to announce who's been like elected. You're like, you'll never guess who it is.
You'll never guess. They also, it's a conversation for a different day, but they need to work on what they do when they're elected. The whole lifting them up is a bit...
Oh, yeah, so
much, isn't it?
Room for fun.
It can
there.
Be a bit awkward.
Yeah. I'm off to England tomorrow afternoon to visit my boyfriend Jack. I haven't been there in ages, but we were kind of busy this weekend with different bits. On Saturday, we have to go to Leeds to meet basically one of his best friends that I haven't met before because his best friend lives in Manchester. And his friend and his friend's partner are getting married in May of next year. And when Jack and I were like 3 months in, after a very late night, if you know what I mean, he texts his best friend, his friend, being like, I'm going to need a plus one for this wedding, man. I'm going to need a plus one for this wedding.
Oh, cute.
And the next day he was like, oh, how embarrassing. I texted him that and he replied, being, sorry, lads. Sorry, man. It's done. Like, there's really nothing I can do here.
Beck.
Anyway, so clearly I want to go to this wedding. I just think it sounds very grand. Just to go to a lovely wedding in Manchester. Why not?
Are they rich?
Manchester's not what I think you're thinking it is.
Just in general. I think it'd be really fun to be invited. So I have literally 3 hours to make an incredible impression on Saturday. And apart from just being completely, I don't want to be hint central. You have to be kind of subtle about it.
But I have to...
Not your strong suit now. Hints. Hints. Being subtle.
Subtle. I think if we do end up doing a bit of dancing, I have to own the dance floor. Which I don't normally do. I don't really do dance floors anymore. I'm more of a sitting in the corner having a chat kind of person.
Yeah, you need to be the person that they would want at their wedding.
Exactly, because it's so important. I remember my friend Emily, like when she got married last year, she was like, or 2 years ago, she was like, I just want the dance floor. Like, that's just the dream, is that you want people having fun on the dance floor. Yeah. And I think I need to just honestly bring out the big guns on Saturday in Leeds on a random dance floor. So find a dance floor is a big thing on my list of things to
do. But you're going during the day.
We're going in the evening.
Okay, yeah.
So the plan is make it real, like, let's get a bite to eat and keep it really chill, have a drink or two and go home. But maybe it'll develop and there will be more of an opportunity.
Well, the best of luck with that.
I think throw in random. Obviously, the fact that they're getting married is going to come up in conversation, so I can ask her a few questions about that. And maybe throw in, sure, the only weddings I've been invited to have been maid of honour. I'm considered so highly among...
Drop that in,
Again, I have heard a lot about them, but I really need to ham that up, I think. I've just heard so much about you guys. I really I know
that's good. That is good. I really like that. He never shuts up about you.
He loves you so much. DJ, it's always worrying they're going to pull out, isn't there? Well, I mean, look, it's always good to have someone on backup. I could always...
Here's my USB.
Here's my
Yeah, very good.
My CV and my USB.
If I come back on Monday and get a plus one to this wedding, I will have succeeded. That's what I'm saying. Anything you can do to help me along here. I'm trying to, as I said, be subtle, but also clear that I'm interested in travelling. Like, I'll get a flight to your wedding, guys, even though you're strangers.
It's so funny, like, the difference. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm like, do not invite me to your bloody wedding, please.
Yeah, it's early days for Emma in this relationship, you see. She's just excited. I think, but as in, like, eventually you'll be like, I don't want to be a plus one anymore.
Yeah, yeah, but I want to go to the first wedding.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should be like, listen, sorry about him texting about the plus one there. I had nothing to do with that. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
That's a nice one.
That's great.
That's a good one. You know,
that's really good.
Yeah, that put off the pressure on you now. Don't be worrying about
maybe
that.
Maybe add a little, why would I want to go to that wedding? No, I've taken it too far.
Think maybe, you know, photography, everybody needs good photographers at their wedding. If you take some stunning pics of them.
Oh, yes.
Like at the dinner or whatever. Brilliant, you can be like, I'm always just snapping candids, guys.
That's actually a really good idea, because that is me, isn't it?
Yes,
so just put that to good use. I'll go a level up and bring my new Polaroid camera.
Yes.
Be like, here you go. Here, guys. Here's something to take home. And I'll write at the back, love, Emma. 0857. Here's my email. And this is how you contact me on Instagram.
You should compliment the food as well. Compliment the food at whatever restaurant you go to. So like, wasn't the beef lovely? Because they love that now. If you go to a wedding and you compliment the food, even though it's the bride and groom didn't make the food.
I know,
it's still at their wedding.
Yeah.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Big tick, isn't it?
Can I ask a question? Girl on girl, can you ask a girl about to show them your dress? You can't really, can you? No.
Don't know. I'm not really a wedding guru. Well, you could be like, well, since I'm not going, you know, you could show it to me because I won't be there.
True.
You know, guilt trip.
Reports on Monday's show.
It spins fully charged, recharged. It's the girly
quiz. Ooh. Okay, we want to give you a girly quiz board game on the show all this week. We announced recently that we're going to bring them out just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, so you can feel the exact amount of anxiety I feel every Thursday, but from the comfort of your own home this Christmas. That's what we want for you. We've added a few elements into the board game and we're excited to give them away soon. They're in print at the moment.
Yes, they are. Imagine they came out all wonky and we've already given away like 10.
But that would be very apt for this show.
it really would. It's very like the way we play the girly quiz. Loads of girly questions like we hit Dave with every Thursday. And the way we're giving these away this week is we're hitting you with 30 seconds on the clock and three girly quiz questions to answer.
Stephen standing by, how are you?
Oh, good, yourself?
Good. How do you normally do if you listen to the girly quiz when Dave plays on a Thursday?
I do listen to every Thursday, but I was telling the partner about it.
Oh yeah.
And I said I'll try get it for over the Christmas.
I like it.
Have a laugh with it.
I think you definitely would have a laugh. When you listen, how do you think I do?
I think you do great, in fairness, yeah.
And do you
do
you know the answers, Stephen, when they ask me the questions?
Some of them I would, yeah.
Would you? Okay.
You know, from being around the partner and stuff, but not all now.
Does the partner have a name?
It's Abby.
Abby. Very yeah, good. Well, I do think having a girlfriend obviously definitely helps.
Sure.
With the girly quiz.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Yeah, definitely.
You and Abby will be playing the girly quiz board game this coming Christmas. We're going to ask you three short girly quiz questions. They're simple enough. I think you should be able to get them. And if you get them all correct within 30 seconds, you'll win a girly quiz board game. All right, Stephen?
Okay, yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Here we go, the best of luck.
We're kicking off with abstract, fishnet and polka dot are all patterns on what? Fishnet.
Tights, is
yes,
it?
Yes, that's it, exactly. Which girl band has hits such as Stop, Wanna and Two Become One?
Wannabe.
Sorry, can you say that again?
What girl band has hits such as Wannabe, Stop and Two Become One? When two become one.
And maybe spice up your life.
Spice Girls.
That's it.
Quick, quick, quick.
If I'm wearing something from the brand Pandora, what is it?
Pandora. What's Pandora?
Rings.
Rings would classify as?
Jewelry, yeah.
Jewelry.
Yeah. Go on. Fair play to you. Nice one, Stephen. You've won yourself the girly quiz board game.
Thanks a million.
Nice one, Stephen. Have a great day.
Happy days.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Another one. Another person happy with this and we'll be out across Dublin doing the show live from different locations so you can get your hands on the board game. What? Did you ever make kind of such a fool of yourself that you still think about it just when you're like having a relaxing moment in your head? You go, oh yeah, you did that thing though. Scarlet,
no, I never. Do you never. Know I never. Never.
I wake up in sweats thinking about that. So.
Ashling, hashtag can't relate, girl. Can't relate.
No, just joking.
Over the weekend, I was introduced to a friend of my friend, and obviously they're very close. And I kind of have met her a few times, so I'd be like, she's so sound. I'm not obviously as close as my friend is with her. Grant.
Yeah.
So we were sitting down in a bar, and she had this gorgeous, like, really orange, straight kind of collar on a blouse shirt she was wearing, and then a really hard silver necklace, as in it wasn't floppy, it
chunky.
Was a chunky sitting on you,
chunky
right?
Boy.
No movement in it. And on the left-hand collar, the necklace went under it, and on the right-hand collar, it sat over it. So I was trying to be friendly, and I said to my friend, just tell her there about her necklace, just fix her collar for her. And she said, no, I deliberately wore it this way.
Oh.
And I wanted the ground to eat me up.
Oh, God.
And she was like, no, it's fine. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. She was like, no, I just like it. This is why I dress a bit quirky. And I was like,
Oh, just those little moments where you're like, why life?
To be fair, still that's not your fault. That's her fault.
fair.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.